Please welcome Governor Terry Branstad.
Thank you. It's truly an honor to be here tonight, and I want to extend my personal thanks to our state party chairman, Matt Strawn. Matt, you exemplify the kind of leadership we're honoring tonight, and the steps you've taken to rebuild the Republican Party in this state will benefit every Republican candidate in 2010. Thank you. It's great to be back, and I'm back raring to go. I'm here because I care about Iowa. I believe that we can do better. I know there are some that say, well, you've been out of politics a few years, you may have lost a few, of your steps. Let me tell you this. I love the Republican Party, and my fervor has not waned. The fire in my belly is still burning bright. I cannot stand to see what's happening to our state today. You know, I had a great job at Des Moines University. I'm proud to say in 6 years and 2 months, we increased the enrollment from 1,200 to 1,800 students. We weathered the recent market turmoil, and we grew our endowment from $55 million to $80 million. We built a $24 million student education center and remodeled and renovated most of the rest of the campus. And we balanced the budget every year and completed our last fiscal year with a $3.7 million surplus. Despite that success, and the true love I have for the university and the honor of serving as its president, I retired from that position to answer a call from literally thousands of Iowans who asked me to run for governor again. They asked me to run again because Iowa is broke and they trust me to fix it. I'm here tonight because I think it's a time for all of us to answer the call to serve the needs of our state, to restore fiscal responsibility, put the focus back on good jobs and good education, and restore the Iowa that we know and love and want back again. We all know Iowans that are hurting. More than 100,000 people in this state are out of work. And our current governor and the Democratic-controlled legislature fiddle while our state burns. Whether it be the attempt to repeal Iowa's right to work law or passage of job-killing prevailing wage legislation or elimination of federal deductibility on the Iowa tax return, this bunch who controls government in Iowa is bent on destroying jobs at the very time we need them the most. Their only attempt to stimulate the Iowa economy was a massive debt scheme that will ultimately cost our taxpayers $1.7 billion and will create few, if any, long-term private sector jobs. And there's one thing that Iowans know, and the rest of the country has kind of learned the hard way in recent years. Too much debt is bad, and those that create it should be thrown out of office. We know that it doesn't have to be this way. When I left office in 1999, the Iowa economy was running at full steam, creating jobs and increasing personal income for our citizens. With the help of our Republican legislature at that time, we cut taxes, invested in education, and reduced regulations. We left Iowa with a record number of private sector jobs, a record state surplus of $900 million balanced on generally accepted accounting principles the way Dave Blatt says it ought to be done. We had a record that was pro-family, pro-life, pro-business, and pro-Iowa. But today, my heart aches for Iowa. What has happened to our state? Our current leaders deny a budget problem one day while slashing 10% across the board and raising property taxes the next. They spend more of our tax money in one legislative session than has ever been done in history, and then are forced to acknowledge we have a $1 billion projected deficit next year. Now, if they'd listened to the auditor, they would have known that a long time ago. They say they want to create jobs for Iowans one day while frittering away our tax dollars on Hollywood luxury limousines the next. They say they will do anything to protect traditional marriage one day and then deny Iowans the right to do so the next. I support giving Iowans the right to vote on the definition of marriage, and I will work to break the roadblock in the Iowa legislature that prevents it. Iowans have had enough. The Democrats are in power today, but with your help, they can be gone after the next election. Just like the folks in Virginia and New Jersey, I believe that Iowans are ready to take their state back. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to lead the charge to help them do it. Iowans are ready for leadership they can trust, leadership that will solve problems, not create more of them for our children, leadership that is pro-growth, pro-family, and pro-Iowa. It's a time for all of us to rise up and retake and remake our state. And with your help, we will do it. I'm a proud conservative. I came to my first Republican convention in 1968. And I'm a Ronald Reagan Republican. In fact, I'm going to take the pledge to abide by President Reagan's 11th commandment, which is, and I quote, "Speak no ill of another Republican." I will not attack any of the other candidates. They all have my respect. Jerry Bain's my neighbor. He's a great guy. You're going to hear from a lot of other great Republicans tonight. And I can tell you, I will comfortably and wholeheartedly support whoever is the nominee of this party for governor in 2010. For my part, I intend to work hard to earn your support, and I will do it with enthusiasm because I love this state, I'm willing to sacrifice for this state, and I believe with your help, we can see a state that will be again balanced with a budget balanced on fiscal, on generally accepted accounting principles, that abides by fiscal responsibility, a state that focuses on jobs, private sector quality jobs, and good education, and one that we can all be proud of. Are you ready to see that happen? Yeah. I am. Let's roll. Thank you very much.